So May 17, 2004, next Monday, will mark the 50th anniversary of Brown versus the Board of Education, the Supreme Court decision that de jure aimed at ending segregation in public schools, saying that separate and unequal facilities are inherently unequal. With us today is Liani, a member of Coalition for Education, Californians for Justice, and also Erica Thomas, another member for Californians for Justice. Both are students from Polytechnic High School in Long Beach, to talk about their action next Monday, which is trying to put the state on trial for a still separate and unequal schools. Liani? Erica?
Liani.
Yes. And Erica, are you there also?
Yes, I am.
Okay, before we start, why don't you give folks an idea, since we're talking about an action that is on the 17th, the 50th anniversary, and the flyer here says that the schools are still separate and unequal. Give folks an idea of what it's like at Polytechnic High School in Long Beach.
Well, you know, like you said, we're still separate and still unequal. It's specifically proven that for students of color and low-income and immigrant students, it's very hard to get a good education. In Poly High School, you know, we are tracked by academies where, you know, the school system decides if we're advanced enough to be in a higher education or in a lower education class, whereas the lower education classes, they receive their fewer resources. They receive, fewer textbooks, less access to college prep classes, where, like, you know, the advanced kids, you know, they get their college prep classes before anybody else. They get to take their books home and have a class set. So, you know, we're still very, very unequal.
And you're talking about right there at Polytechnic, there's a magnet program there, and there's two separate tracks inside the high school.
Well, actually, they have different academies.
Okay.
We have, I think, about five different academies. There's PAC-RIM, there's communications, there's arts, there's business, there's speech, and then you have CIC and you have PACE. So as where 50 years ago it was segregation, now we're being tracked by academies. And depending on what academy you're in depends on the resources you get, the type of teachers you get, the type of curriculum you get. Most people in CIC and PACE, they get a more rigorous curriculum than us. And so when it comes to this, they say, oh, you can have AP classes until such and such year, while magnet people get AP classes well before us, which gives them a heads up on the things that they have to do to prepare themselves to go to college. So a lot of people get tracked into maybe lower-paying jobs, and the people in the magnet programs, maybe they go to college where they can end up with a higher-paying job in the future and things like that. So it's still unequal. It's very much unequal in our schools.
And give us an idea of what Californians for Justice is. What are the main campaigns that you guys are working on currently?
Well, in the past we've done the bathroom campaign, and two bills were passed because of that. And we've done, right now we're currently working on our funding campaign, and we're working on, like, the budget cuts in our schools, and we want them to stop cutting the budget for our schools because we all know that when Governor Schwarzenegger was elected, his campaign promise was that he was not going to cut the budget for schools, but yet that was the first thing that he cut. We've also worked on the Prop 54 campaign, and we're just always trying to do work in the schools to make our schools better, make better conditions in our schools, talk about qualified teachers, opportunity to learn. We're working on disciplinary rates and tracking, and we just, it's a various amount of things that we do here at Californians for Justice.
That's great. And what are some of the ways that you guys have done it? Are you guys organizing inside the schools? Holding, obviously you guys are holding actions.
Well, you know, we come here to CFJ, we organize, we talk to the members of it, we try to get to them, you know, tell them, okay, what do you guys see wrong with the schools? What do you guys think we should do? So then here within CFJ, we come up with the action, you know, whether it be rallying, trying to pass a bill, going and talking to the board officials. So we have various amounts of, you know, ways to get the attention to the problems and issues. And, you know, if we focus on one thing, you know, we might start off small by, you know, what, just getting the students involved, letting them know, and then it'll progress to where we go, and we go to the State Board of Education, and we speak with them, and we tell them about the things that we see, and we address them with the things that we want changed.
Liana and Erica, this is Manuel Criollo. I know both of you must be I'm assuming your age, maybe around 17 or 18. How do you connect to something that happened 50 years ago? Is it just the racism so blatantly that you see every day that it's not something separate that you can see? And then two, what's been your opportunity to study, you know, the civil rights movement and how you incorporate it into your work that you do every day?
Okay, well, first of all, you know, I connect with what happened 50 years ago with Brown versus Board because of the fact that, you know, those inequalities are very much, you know, here today. And, you know, me, I go to a public school. You know, I don't have the kind of money that, you know, I'm going to be able to go to a private school and get all the resources I need. So, you know, the things that were going on back then and are going on now very much affect me because I'm part of the public school system, because I do want to, you know, get a good education and become successful in the future. And that's how I connect with that, you know. And, you know, yeah, you know, people might say it happened 50 years ago, you know, maybe the racism isn't, you know, so blatantly out there today, but it's not just on racism, but it's like the fact that we're low-income students of color and we don't get the same amount of resources or, you know, access to certain things as other people, then, you know, that's still considered segregation and unequal and, you know, racism.
Yeah, which brings us on the topic of this next Monday. So tell us a bit about your action that you're having, where, when, and what you guys are trying to do.
Well, you know, the Alliance is marking the anniversary with the March for Quality Education, which will start at the Ambassador Hotel on 3400 Wilshire and Alexandria at 5 p.m. There, you know, protesters will march to Romero Hall at Carson at 2845 West 7th Street. Well, you know, we will put the state on trial with, like, a mock trial that begins at 6. The members, you know, we're going to use a mock trial to lift up evidence of the broad inequalities that our communities face. Students will give evidence and testimonials of their poor school conditions and the overcrowding that they have to go through, the lack of textbooks and resources. And then parents will also give testimonies around the needs that our schools, you know, to take into account language and culture, calling on the state to create meaningful parent engagement in their children's education.
That's great. So what's going on at the Ambassador Hotel site that you guys want to actually highlight?
Okay, so we're going to be, the students, they'll be giving their testimony and things like that, but the main message of this total event is, aside from honoring the 50th anniversary of Brown versus Board, because we all know that was like a great step towards equality when segregation was ended in our schools, but I think it's more importantly, recognizing how things are still equal today and how back then when people that were fighting and involved in the movement with the Brown versus Board case had, they probably had ideals and they had envisionments of how they wanted their schools to look. But we're here to say that our schools don't look like that, and there was a flaw in the Brown versus Board of Education case, and we're here to point out that flaw and to get it fixed, and that's what the mock trial is going to do. Students are going to come and give creative testimony, maybe do poem and other types of things, and through skits, and during this play we'll just it's not going to be just from students with Long Beach, from the L.A. Unified School District, and all over, and this action will be going on actually all across the state with different regions within Californians for Justice. But at our event, we just want to highlight the conditions that we face and to honor the anniversary of Brown versus Board, but also point out that there's still something terribly wrong in our schools and we need to get it fixed like yesterday.
Great. So, again, the march is taking effect May 17th at 5 o'clock at the Ambassador Hotel on 3400 Wilshire Avenue in Alexandria.
Yes.
Then it's going to be the march is going to go to Cadesan at 2845 West 7th Street. If our listeners want to get in touch with you guys, can you give me a website and a telephone number?
Sure. The telephone number is 562-951-1015. And our website is www.caljustice.org.
Thank you so much. That was Leonea Lopez and Erica Thomas for Californians for Justice. Have a great action, y'all. So thanks for joining us this week. We'd like to thank our guest, Digoberto Rodriguez Barrera from the Cuban Interest Section of the Swiss Embassy in D.C., Walter Littman, and our last guest, Leonie Lopez from Californians for Justice, and also Erica Thomas from Californians for Justice. We had music by Carlos Puebla, Silvio Rodriguez, Alto y Bajo. Let us know what you think about the show. It's 213-387-2800 or email us at comments@kpfk.org. We'd like to thank our producer, Alan Minsky, and our engineer, Maggie LaPique. See you next week. Up next is Beneath the Surface with Susie Wiseman.
Dando guacha, el universo escucha cuando mi boca despacha. Bienvenidos a La Habana, Cuba, centro del Caribe, donde